You have but one Father in heaven. You have but one Master, the Christ.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. And their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, for you have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, last week on Saturday we celebrated the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary was assumed into heaven as the Queen of Heaven. And now, 8 days, today we celebrate the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as we all know that Mary, she is the mother of Jesus, our King. And as a mother, she takes the title of the Queen. The Queen is the mother of the King. She is our mother on earth, but at the same time, our mother in heaven. So she is the Queen of heaven and earth. We pray that through her intercession, that we too may one day join with her in that place in the heavenly kingdom where the King and the Queen sit. In today's gospel, my brothers and sisters, we see the leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus challenging them. And I believe that that challenge can also be our challenge, most especially as we journey on this journey of faith. Jesus says, following the law, observing the rituals, is good, but it's not enough. And of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were only imposing their beliefs, the rituals, the laws to the people, but they were not practicing what they were preaching. They were not putting into practice what their faith was all about. And so Jesus tells the scribe, his disciples, and of course the crowds, always to observe and listen to what they're teaching them, but not to follow their example. And I believe that that can also be our challenge and our reminder, or a warning, that each of us, our faith is not all about position, it's not all about titles, status, or reputation. It is about humbling ourselves, following our God and His way. He said, the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Greatness means humbling ourselves and being of service to one another. My brothers and sisters, I believe that Mary, she is a great example to all of us. However much she was the mother of Jesus and she was the queen, she was also humble. She humbled herself and she said, "Let your will be done to me according to your word." And I believe that's where we should also get our strength, to allow God's will to be done in our lives, to allow God's will to be done in everything that we do. Like I said, faith is not all about position. It's not all about status or reputation. It is about following the way of Christ and being of service to one another. We pray through the intercession of our Mother Mary that each of us may always be filled with this virtue of humility, humbling ourselves, allowing God to work in, to work with and within us. In everything that we do, may emulate the example of our Mother, the Queen of Heaven. Amen.